Welcome to the Regional Hospital Voice, where every episode we sit down with hospital leaders to unpack what's really happening inside regional hospitals across America. Regional hospitals are the backbone of American healthcare, and being a hospital leader is one of the toughest jobs in the industry. You're often asked to do twice as much with half the resources larger health systems have, yet you carry a critical mission. These hospitals are the lifeline of their communities, and their work matters to this country more than most people realize. This isn't just about diving into the challenges, though there are many. We're here to talk about what's working, what leaders are doing to expand access, and how they're making real progress against the odds. I'm glad you're here. This is the Regional Hospital Voice. Hey there, and welcome. I'm Mark Craig, and this is the Regional Hospital Voice. If this is your first time with me, I'm really glad you found us, and thanks for being here. Today, I'm going to tell you why this show exists, who it's for, and what you can expect from it. And then, because the moment we're in deserves it, I'm going to talk a little about the landscapes our hospitals are operating in, the challenges, which are enormous, and the opportunities, which are real. So let's get into it. So why another podcast? Why this one? Why now? Well, over the last several years, I had the privilege of sitting across from the most remarkable leaders in American healthcare, hospital CEOs in our communities who are holding together service lines and protecting margins, even though their beds are full and demand has never been higher, and CFOs who have gotten creative in ways that should be taught in business school, but aren't because no one's writing the case study, and revenue cycle leaders who are literally protecting days of cash on hand. These are not just healthcare system leaders quoted in the Wall Street Journal. They're running facilities that are the largest employer in the country, and also the first stop in an emergency, and often the last line of defense between a community and an hour drive to the next ER. And they are brilliant. And some of these conversations I've been a part of, whether that be in conference hallways, over coffee, Zoom calls that ran 45 minutes long because no one wanted to hang up. Those conversations should not be silent. They should not die in a hotel conference room. They deserve a platform. And that really is why we are here. So let me tell you a quick story because it explains why I'm doing this. A few years ago, I was driving through South Georgia, planning on stopping at this great little diner in the town of Glenwood. Glenwood is your classic small, vibrant, friendly town where everyone kind of waves at you as you drive in. And, you know, you wave back even though you have no idea who you're waving at. But as I drove in on this day, this wasn't the same vibrant town. This was an apocalyptic scene. The diner had been boarded up and all the surrounding storefronts were shut. Then I saw the hospital, which was Lower Oconee Regional, and it had blacked out windows with grass growing through the cracks of the parking lot. And we know that Lower Oconee Regional wasn't just any building. It was the heartbeat of the community. And when it died, so did everything else. And we know the story of Glenwood isn't unique. And regional healthcare in our country is so important, and it's not being talked about enough. And I've worked in revenue cycle management for over 20 years, seeing many disturbing trends, such as excessive prior authorizations, delaying and denying critical care, and even medications. And I've seen dark doctors and our nurses getting out of medicine because insurance interference broke them. And I've also seen patients hold off getting the care that they need because they can't afford their deductibles. But seeing Glenwood that day, I could no longer sit on the sidelines. I had to take action. And that's why I started the Write-Off Warrior. I was tired of seeing patients, hospitals, and communities written off like they didn't matter. So I started by going straight to the source. I was interviewing hospital CEOs and CFOs and other leaders about their biggest challenges. And that research became a published study called Preyed On, which is an investigative report on how insurance corporations are exploiting American hospitals and communities to death. And one of the most powerful parts of that work was hospital CEOs going on the record about what they were actually dealing with. This was not the sanitized version, not the PR version, but the real one. And so this podcast, in many ways, is just an extension of that work, a platform where regional and rural leaders can tell their stories, share what's working, share what isn't working, and more importantly, be heard. Now, I speak at across the country at HFMA events, hospital associations, hometown health. I've also written for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and contribute to policy work with the American Economic Liberties Project. And I've had the chance to work with lawmakers on both sides on federal and state legislation. So when I started thinking about putting this concept for this podcast, I had a choice. You know, I could either make the podcast about problems, which Lord knows there are plenty of those, or I can make it about the people who are doing some of the most important work to solve those problems. And that's what I want to focus this podcast on. So I want to sit just for a second to kind of talk a little about the landscape, because I believe regional and rural hospital leaders today are navigating the most challenging operating environment in the history of American healthcare. And I think the first challenge is the workforce shortage. Physicians and nursing shortage is absolutely real. What's less talked about is what this does to the hospital's cost structure. As supply and demand is doing its thing, personnel costs are rising across every category. And the second challenge is the reimbursement environment. And this may be a strong statement, but I literally think it's designed to strangle our hospitals. And now commercial payers are more involved with Medicare and Medicaid, and hospitals are now operating in a system where almost every claim has to be fought for. And the cost to collect for our hospitals has never been higher, and it's climbing. And that brings me to the blame game. You know, when insurers are asked about the rising healthcare costs in this country, what do you hear? Well, it's the hospitals, it's the providers' fault. That's the narrative. Well, inside the hospital, we know it's a totally different story. Personnel costs are rising because of the workforce shortage, and supply costs are rising. And I'd love to hear an insurance lobbyist to explain how that's the hospital's fault. And yes, hospitals are spending more to get paid, and they have more uncompensated care because of the enormous deductibles and copays that are pushed to the patients. And hospitals are having to hire more staff because they need more humans to fight the prior authorizations to deliver the same amount of care that was delivered 10 years ago with half the administrative footprint. And yes, the emergency department is full because patients couldn't get the prior authorization approved. They couldn't afford their deductibles. They couldn't afford their premiums and lost coverage entirely. And so they waited. They waited until the situation became acute enough that the ED was the only option, at which point it cost everybody more. Then at the end of all that, uncompensated care continues to climb, and insurance companies have the audacity to say hospitals are driving up costs. Hospitals are not the villain in this story. Hospitals are the safety net of our country. And part of this podcast is going to tell the story from really what's happening on the inside. And I think now it's not all about doom and gloom. I think there's some great opportunity. And that's what I want to cover on this podcast. And that also brings me to the first part is advocacy. And this is by no means a political show, but there is state level and federal level. If you're a leader in a regional hospital in 2026, advocacy is part of the job. This podcast, we're going to talk about where our voices are the most needed, what's moving, what's stalled, and where the leverage actually is. And then we're going to talk a little about AI. Most of it is overblown, and it will never replace the personal touch of a doctor or nurse. But where can it be used safely that's really going to help reduce prior authorizations, reduce that cost to collect? And then we're going to talk a little about the Rural Health Transformation Fund. Right now, it's a total mess. But what will year two look like? And we need to make sure that regional hospital leaders have a better seat at the table. So we're going to bring on leaders from different states to talk about what's working, what isn't, and what year two of the fund should look like. More importantly, what we're going to be talking about is what leaders are doing the incredible work necessary that nobody is telling their story to overcome these challenges. And that's where we come in. This is what you can kind of expect on this podcast moving forward. And I'm going to bring on regional and rural hospital leaders, and we're going to discuss real conversations, asking questions like, what's the hardest decision you had to make this last year? And how did you make it? And what is one thing you built or tried in the last 12 months that's actually working that you wish every other hospital knew about? And if you could put one law on the books tomorrow, what would it be? You get the idea. Practical, honest, useful, built around guests and not around me. Now, to those folks listening right now, this is the most important ask I'm going to make on this episode. I need your help finding guests. A hospital leader who wants to share their story and talk about their incredible community. Someone doing real for their community and that has taken a swing. Someone that has built something or saved something or turned anything around that was critical for their community. Someone whose story is worth amplifying. If that describes you, please reach out. I'd love to have you on. And if that describes somebody you know, please send them my way. Forward this episode, tag them in the show post, shoot me a message, because the goal is to build a community around leaders protecting regional and rural healthcare. All right, let me land with this. So if you got value out of this first conversation, hit subscribe, not later, right now. Because here's the deal. I'm releasing episode two, and episode two is a conversation with a real hospital leader that's really going to blow you away. And I want you to be in the room for that. And I'll close with this. You know, the title of this podcast is The Regional Hospital Voice. But the show is about many voices, different regions, different specialties, different strategies, different stories, all stitched together. Though they make one voice, a voice that is too often not in the rooms where decisions about American healthcare are being made. We're going to fix that, one conversation at a time. Well, thanks for being here. And I will see you on episode two. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of the Regional Hospital Voice. If this conversation reminded you why this work matters, share it. Send it to a colleague, a fellow leader, someone who needs to hear that they're not alone in what they're carrying. The leaders on this show aren't just telling their stories, they're building something. A coalition of voices proving that regional hospitals are worth fighting for and that the people running them deserve to be heard. And we're just getting started. New episodes drop every week. Each one, a new leader, a new story, and another piece of the bigger picture of what's really happening in regional healthcare across America. And don't miss what's coming. Follow the Regional Hospital Voice wherever you listen to podcasts and come back next week. Until then, thank you for the work you do every single day for our hospitals and for our communities.